Hello, you're listening to Phoenix FM with me, Gareth Williams. I'm here at the Latitude Festival and I'm here with Marcus Foster of Ceramic. How are you, Marcus?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not bad, thank you. So,
nice.
You played the Sunrise Arena a little while ago. How was that for you?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, it was quite an arena. It was great. It was like there was such a nice crowd and it was super warm and like we did a stripped down set for this show, so yeah, we just bought a bit of a vibe and had some fun, and yeah, it was good.
Yeah, the audience seemed to really enjoy it. I mean, it's obviously, I must admit, I've not seen you live before. Is the drum machine not normally your thing then?
No, normally we have a drummer, but he's in Mexico at the moment, just fighting, dog fighting.
Fair enough. I didn't know whether you were going for the Sisters of Mercy type of vibe with the famous drum machine, and by the end of the set, I think Maestro had become quite famous. Actually.
Yeah. Some guy. I remember some guy in the audience who kept on being like, "Corn Maestro." it was fun because it's like, it's nice to do shows where you do something different and give something different to an audience. It keeps you kind of like energized and excited and. And the Rhythm King is a fun sort of, you know, it's quite a fun addition to the trio setup. You know.
So obviously you've had success as a solo artist with a very different sound to Ceramic. I mean, Ceramic's incredibly soulful. For me, it references a lot of the classic sort of soul artists of that have been. I mean, it's sort of. Are you one of those Damon Albarn-esque that you? There's so many different types of music in you that you need. You want a different identity for all of it, or was this? I mean, how did Ceramic come about?
I mean, I guess my stuff is not like, I don't know. It's not too far different from what I've been doing, but I guess it was different enough for like I was just interested. I was in doing a bit more of a. I don't know. God, sorry, let me just start that again. But like, yeah, no, I guess it just came about that I was working with some friends and just, yeah, I was into a lot of old school kind of like 70s music along with, I don't know, I just wanted to kind of combine all of the references that I had when I was growing up, you know, like I had quite, in the 90s, it was like, I was listening to a lot of, you know, like Bob Dylan and Tom Waits, but at the same time there was like TLC and Tupac and and all this kind of stuff, and I just kind of wanted to combine it all together and give it kind of a fresh lease of life and just kind of have fun with it. And so I guess Ceramic is, it's just about having fun.
I think that really comes across on it. Quite joyful, I would say, that it felt in the tent, and I think the audience picked up on that. And so.
No, definitely. Yeah, we want to, you know, I love Prince, and I was lucky enough to see him play a few times, and he just put on such a show, and it was just so far above like anything I'd ever seen, and it was just so much fun, and you know, just going for it, and I just felt like I wanted to kind of put on a show that was like that, that was just a party, and like, you know, like, well, I just kind of want to make people either smile and dance or cry, you know,
or
both, you know, like cry, slow, sexy, sad dancing, you know.
Sounds good to me. I think you definitely achieved some of that today. So you're obviously one of these lucky people that loves music and all its. I mean, you're sort of sitting here in a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt, which again is a completely different genre.
Ironic. Yeah. I know. I have a really funny Tom Jones one, which is like has like five like really strong pictures of Tom Jones, and it's like serious and funny at the same time. But yeah.
So
I want to get a Nickelback t-shirt. I think that's going to be awesome.
I'm not going to make any comments on that, yeah, but you go for that. That's good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've played festivals around the world. I mean, how has Latitude compared to others that you've played?
I always love Latitude. It feels like there's such a warm, friendly atmosphere and a kind of a collectiveness that, like, I sometimes don't feel it. Other festivals and stuff, and I've been here a couple of times just to see music, and yeah, I really like the place here, and it just seems like they've got it kind of worked out. But yeah, I mean, there's some other great places too, you know.
And how do you find playing a festival? I mean, the Sunrise Arena is quite lovely because it does feel a bit more intimate than maybe the Lake Stage and some of those ones were a bit more playing in the open air and that one. But I mean, how do you find it compares festivals compared to sort of like playing a smaller venue? I mean, sort of and that kind of thing, and sort of white to the eyes type of stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I guess festival shows are a little bit about, like, you know, you're never going to really have time to have the kind of sound that you want. It's very chaotic, and so, you know, people are here to get wasted and have a good time. So it's like, it's about bringing a vibe and an energy to sort of help people, like, feel good. And I do really love, you know, playing. I do love playing festivals, you know, when it's ram-packed and everyone's sort of going out of their minds and, you know, and it's just very different. Like, you can get more of an intimacy in like, theatres and places like that. But it's just fun to, like, you know, I'm looking forward to us growing and hopefully having, like, do you know what I mean, a sea of people just going nuts. Like, that's my dream, is just, like, everyone just, like, just high energy, you know. I like that idea.
As I believe your background is actually in sculpture, and that's where you sort of did a great. I was speaking to an artist friend recently who paints, and she said that her painting was now leading to her writing sort of lyrics and songs. I mean, does your background in sculpture feed into your music? And if that's a really stupid question, you can say no, just move on.
No, I mean, not at all. I mean, you know, everything kind of feeds into. Everything kind of, like, you know, crosses over and stuff, and I've recently just got into making films, and a lot of the aesthetic for my art is kind of like bleeding into these films that I've been making, like music videos, and I'm planning on doing kind of like installations based on a lot of the videos that I make. And so everything kind of, you know, I mean, writing songs is kind of like sculpting in a weird way. It sounds so stupid, but it's like, you know, I don't know, you need to chip a bit off here, or you know, I don't know, we need to, let's put some bells here. I don't know, it's like construction, you know.
You mentioned Tom Waits. I've seen that you were a big fan of Sharon Jones, who obviously we sadly lost and everything. A lot of the artists that you've name checked here and that I've seen that you like sort of really wear their hearts on their sleeves, is that sort of you as well?
I'm an emotional man. Oh God, no! I don't know. When I think of Sharon Jones, I just think of performers that were just out of this world, that just committed so much to, like, the moment and living, like, just in the, like, I feel like, you know, I don't know if you ever saw Sharon Jones, but she was just so mesmerizing and so just. So amazing to watch, and she could do anything and you'd just be with her then. She was just this big ball of energy and so fun, and I don't know, just something that I aspire to being. Like, I like the idea of people, like, not knowing what's going to happen, and I don't know what's going to happen, and then that's, it's like the chaos is life, you know. Yeah, and all those guys, you know, like, I think it's really important to, you know, it's like a lot of music now, everyone's whatever, you know, I don't know. I think it's dangerous to have certain types of heroes, you know. I've always had, my heroes have always been kind of people that were really doing their own thing away from everything else. And I think it's important to appreciate that if you want to try and do something new.
I was lucky enough to see Sharon Jones at the Roundhouse. Yeah. Bootsy Collins, I mean, how do you get Bootsy Collins on? I mean, that's how,
We actually kidnapped him and we held him for ransom with his record company, and they didn't pay up because we convinced him. It was a dream come true, you know, like the song that we made was inspired by him, and we just, as a joke, said we had this section, we wanted a preachy thing, and I was going to do it, and then we were going to get some UK rappers or something, but we just always said let's get Bootsy, and so we managed to track his real address, you know. Which is, you know, he's living on a boat in Atlanta, I think, but no. but yeah, no, it was a dream come true, and he was into it, and he's definitely someone that I would love to collaborate with in the future. You know, I mean, I grew up, you know, Funkadelic, you know, Funkadelic Parliament, and James Brown. I mean, it's like insane. You know,
yeah.
It's insane. I mean, my bass player can retire now. You know, like there's nothing like you can't. It doesn't get any better than you writing a song with your hero. You know. Be like me meeting Tom Waits, I'd probably die. Or if I, you know, wrote a song with him, I would die.
Yeah, please don't do that. But yeah, fantastic. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
What's next for Ceramic? I suppose. I mean, you said you want to make people happy. You want to see a sea of happy faces. So you obviously the EP you came out not that long ago. So but what's next?
Oh, well, this was our last show. We quit. We're quitting.
That's it.
It's over. Yeah. So I'm going to do something else now. I'm just finishing off writing the record, so I'm going to LA for a few months, and we're just going to record the record as soon as that's over, and we're going to put out another single soon-ish or later this year, and hopefully do another video, and yeah, we're just concentrating on making this record as epic as it can possibly be. So I've been writing it for about 2.5 years for it, you know, and we're working almost every day, and so there's a lot of songs. I don't know where they'll all go, but some of them will end up on this record. But yeah, no, I'm really excited about making this record. Like I have a lot of I want to be quite ambitious with it and just really set the tone for the, you know. Be great to make a record a year. That's my dream.
Well, we've been playing Same Mistakes I've been playing Same Mistakes on my show. I look forward to be playing more of your music going forward. Thank you very much for your time today, Marcus.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.